to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Radio Sai team, and now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai, that is Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. In the second half of the previous segment, Morning Glory, you listen to the second part of the conversation with Brother Gopal Krishna that came to you as a part of the segment Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. Dear listeners, you all will be aware of the segment Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. It's a series of conversations with Swami's old students of Swami's old students, I mean the alumni of Bhagwan's University. And in the conversation, the students will share with us the experiences that they had with Bhagwan when they were students. There are hundreds of these conversations in Swami, in Radio Sai website, and dear listeners, you can listen to them at your leisure by downloading it from our website. All right. Now it's time for the segment Soul Inspiration. The time is 11:05 in here at Radio Sai Studio. Today is 14th of June 2018, and it's a beautiful, cool and pleasant day here at the ashram. Alright, today the topic of Soul Inspiration is, what is our true nature? And I have got for you a short and sweet talk by Brother Sai Aditya. And at the time when he gave this talk, he was pursuing his MBA. But before I play for you the talk, I'll speak for a couple of minutes. Once, Swami had asked a devotee, if you are going in a forest and if thorn pricks your foot, what will you do? And for this, the devotee said, Swami, immediately I will bend and I will remove the thorn. Swami said, yes, if a thorn pricks your foot, the entire body will feel the pain. In fact, if the injury is more severe, you will come to a standstill, you will stop doing whatever you are, and you will bend down and remove the thorn. In fact, there may be a few tears in your eyes if the pain is very severe. So the entire body will feel the pain. It's not that if a thorn pricks the foot, it's not that just the foot will feel the pain, but the entire body will feel the pain and will do what is required to remove the pain. So Swami says, in the same way, this entire world, this entire mankind is like a body. So if there is pain or suffering at one point of the world, at any one part of the world, the entire world should come together and relieve the pain. Swami also gives a couple of analogies, and I would like to share with you all. It seems once a sage was bathing in a river, and next to the sage, the sage sees that a scorpion is drowning in water. So the sage tries to save the scorpion. He takes the scorpion in his hand. But what the scorpion does? It stings the sage. And because of the pain, the sage leaves the scorpion. The scorpion again falls in the river. And it will be drowning, it will be suffering. And seeing it again, the sage tries to save the scorpion, he will pick the scorpion. And again the scorpion stings. And due to the pain, the sage leaves the scorpion. And this happens for a while. And finally the sage takes the scorpion and comes to the shore of the river. And leaves the scorpion, saving the scorpion. Now, as this was happening, a man who was standing on the shore of the river was seeing all this. And he asked the sage as to why he was saving the scorpion which was stinging him. And for this the sage said, "See, when I saw the scorpion drowning in the river, when I saw it in pain and suffering, I felt the pain and I was suffering from inside. And to remove my suffering, I saved the scorpion. I did what I was supposed to do, which was my true nature. And on the other hand, the scorpion kept stinging. And the true nature of scorpion is to sting. And it did its true nature, and I did my true nature." That's what was the sage said. And on another occasion, Swami gave another analogy. It seems once a calf was stuck in a muddy slush and it was trying to save itself. A small calf was trying to save itself, but it was not able to. And there were a few youngsters who were looking at this act and were enjoying the act. They were enjoying the calf's suffering. But there was another man who saw this and immediately went and saved the calf. And when the man was asked by these youngsters as to why he did so, the man said that when he saw the calf suffering, he felt the pain and he started suffering internally. And to remove his suffering, he immediately plunged into action. So to feel the suffering of others and to remove it is nothing but empathy and compassion, and that's our true nature. And today in this segment, I am playing the talk by Brother D. Sai Aditya, who is going to talk to us on this theme. Let's listen to this talk, and on the other end of the talk, I'll be back again sharing with you few more stories and analogies on this topic of empathy and compassion.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. Well, everything starts with one fine day. I was sitting with my friends and we all were telling jokes as usual. If we all congregate, you know, you keep telling jokes to each other. So one of my friend narrated this shairi. Whatever little Hindi I know, I'll just narrate that shairi. It said, "Khidki se dekha to raste pe koi nahi hai. Khidki se dekha to raste pe koi nahi hai. Raste se dekha to khidki pe koi nahi hai." This was the shairi. With whatever little Hindi I know, I understood that this meant that from the window, when I looked onto the path, I saw that nobody is there. Then I went to the path, I looked up at the window. There was nobody there. I mean, it's obvious. I don't know, I started laughing at it. But all these kind of things tend to stick onto my mind and I'll keep pondering over it. And it's like, all of us operate in different frequencies, my dear friends. Means, levels of thinking. Each one of us. And it keeps changing at different points of time. Suppose you contemplate on any one thing, your level of thinking starts increasing. So, I'll just narrate how this shairi was interpreted by me in three different levels of thinking. So first time when I heard this, so it's like, I felt, "Kidki se dekha to raste pe koi nahi, raste se dekha to kidki pe koi nahi." Something like, I put each one of us at the window and on the path. It's like, from here I'll be looking at one person crying. I tell him, "Yaar, for on this small thing, why is he crying so much?" And from there he'll be looking at me and telling, "Hey, yaar, come and help me now. See how I'm suffering." It's basically putting yourself in others' shoes. The management gurus have given this term known as empathy. And you know, all around the world, all the managers are trained in this concept of empathy. And empathy is not sympathy, brothers. Empathy is not exactly putting yourself in other shoes. It is being that person at that point of time in that situation. The best example for empathy you can take is our Divine Swami himself. All of you know that once Swami read the newspaper, Swami saw that a mother had committed suicide by giving poison to her children and consuming it herself because she wanted to separate the pangs of hunger of her family. My dear friends, when Swami read that news, he shed tears. And those tears that trickled down his cheek led to a torrential downpour of love and compassion that turned out into the Gram Seva project, which feeds thousands of people every year. This, my dear friends, is empathy. All of us have sympathy. Sympathy is that drop of tear that trickles down your cheek when you see a person in suffering. Empathy is converting that drop of tear into fuel that will energize you to go and elevate that person from his suffering. So that was the first level of thinking, my dear friends. But when I contemplated more and more, not contemplated, I don't actually spend time in contemplating. Suddenly while walking, you'll suddenly get these thoughts. So I felt, kirki se dekha to raste pe koi nahi, raste se dekha to kirki pe koi nahi. So it's like, I place myself on the path now, and I place Swami at the window. It's like, many times examination time you feel this. When you don't know something, you look at Swami's photo and you'll be like, Swami help karna yaar. And from there Swami will tell you, put some effort, no, I'll help you. You have to put your effort. From here always we'll keep looking at the window and telling, Swami, why are you not helping me? And from there Swami will keep looking at you and telling, why are you not putting effort? I would like to just take an example. A young boy was there. He was very interested in bowling. He used to keep practicing. And he was not such a good bowler. He used to go with his friends for playing cricket. And as you know, as he was not so good at bowling, what they do is, they used to make him carry stumps and cricket equipment to the cricket ground. They'll start the match. They'll give him only fielding. They won't give him bowling. They won't give him batting. Match will get over. They'll make him carry back the cricket equipment. It's like this. But this boy never got deterred. He continued practicing day and night. Okay, not day and night, whenever he had time. So, he used to practice, my dear friends, he used to practice with a stone. He used to practice with a stone and he used to keep bowling it towards a tree. And sure enough, his hard efforts made him one of the finest and the fastest bowlers I have ever seen. Now, who is this boy? Before you start guessing him from any international cricket team, let me tell you that he's right in front of me. He's my batchmate M.N. Devanarayana. My dear friends, when they say, when Tyagaraja sang Endaro Mahanubhavulu, means there are so many great people. It's not somewhere else, brothers, it's around you. When you want inspiration and all, brothers, you don't need to go to library and go to the history section. You can just look around you, brothers. Each person is important in our life. So many people think others are passing clouds. No, no one is a passing cloud in your life. Everyone who comes to your life has a purpose. And that purpose is to teach you something. It can be whether how to be or how not to be. But everyone has a purpose in your life. So, that brother taught me, my dear friends, that Swami's grace is proportional to the hard work you put in. So this was the second level of interpretation. Then the third level, my dear friends, is very interesting because it's the most obvious interpretation of the Shairi. Kidki se dekha to raste pe koi nahi hai, raste se dekha to kidki pe koi nahi hai. When is this actually possible? When the person at the on the window and the person at the path are one and the same. It's obvious. It's like I keep walking on the path and then I look up at the window and actually I find myself there. Okay, it might be a bit of high philosophy, but this is what I interpreted it. It's like I was always at the window. Swami said, right, that I separated myself from myself to love myself. It's like from the window, I created a separate identity of myself and I created a path. And I put that separate identity on the path. But what happened was, this separate identity of myself on the path started loving the path so much that he started associating himself with that identity on the path. And actually forgot that he's actually at the window. So, as long as we keep thinking that this identity that you are is on the path, you'll keep walking the path. And the window will always be at the horizon or the infinity. Once you just drop your identity, just drop your identity that, hey, I'm not the person on the path. I'm the person at the window. If you just drop that identity and realize the identity at the window, the path ceases to exist. The identity on the path ceases to exist. Now, this was my third interpretation of the Shairi. What I would like to say is, you can tell me that you are speaking all this then. You might be a realized soul. Why you wouldn't still go back to the window? Well, I also love the path so much. I'm still amongst you all. And my dear friends, I would like to say that, my dear walkers on the path, let's hope that someday we too find ourselves at the window. And finally, I want to say, khidki se dekha to raste pe koi nahi hai. Raste se dekha to khidki pe koi nahi hai. My dear friends, it's just a shairi. You can just laugh about it and leave it. Jai Sairam.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday
Live. Dear listeners, once again a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live and a loving Sairam to all of you. The time right now in our studio is 11:20 a.m. and it's a beautiful day here at the ashram. This is a segment Soul Inspiration, and what you heard just now was a short and sweet talk given by Brother D. Sai Aditya. And at the time when he gave this talk, he was pursuing his MBA in Thomas University. So today's topic, as you heard from the talk, is what is our true nature? That is empathy and compassion towards others. It seems once a man was going home in the evening from his office. He was walking in the street and he saw another man who was very poor, very hungry, very homeless and very hungry. So seeing the man, this man got a thought as to why God created suffering in his world. And with that thought, he went home. He was mentally slightly disturbed by seeing the man. And again, he just kept thinking on those lines as to why there is suffering in his world, why God made evil bad. And in the night, he was again thinking on these lines and praying to God for an answer. And he slept. And late in the night he got a dream. And in the dream, he saw God. And God gave him an answer. My dear fellow, I have done something for the suffering. And that is what I have created you. Well, dear listeners, that is the answer. It is our duty to help others. As Swami has said, paropakarartham idam shariram. This human body is given to us to serve others. And Swami has not only said, but he has practically done it by starting the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, which gives ample opportunities for people to participate in service activities. In fact, before concluding, I would like to share with you one beautiful incident which happened when a few people were involved in service activities. So this service activity is blanket distribution. That is, in the months of winter when it is very extremely cold, people, Swami's devotees, late in the night go to places where people are just homeless and they sleep in the streets. So on one such occasion, late in the night, a group of devotees with blankets had gone to a railway station and they saw people sleeping there and they started distributing blankets. And when they were distributing blankets, they saw that there was one particular person who was not clothed properly. He had shabby clothes and he sat at a corner of the platform and he was covering himself with a blanket. But the blanket was fully torn. It was not enough. It was not serving the purpose, as the night was very, very extremely cold. So these people went to him and offered him one new blanket. And then the man said, "Sir, last year in the same month you all had come here and offered me this blanket which I am covering my body with right now. It's torn, but it's okay. And I am extremely grateful for you because Swami has given me another new blanket. But I don't want it. In fact, I want you to share this blanket with another man who is just further away from here and he is shivering with cold and he is not having a blanket. So please give this blanket to him." And then these people asked him as to why he doesn't want the blanket when a new blanket was being offered, and he said, "Sir, I know this you are Swami's devotee and this blanket is a prasadam for me from Bhagwan, but Swami is embodiment of compassion himself and he tells people to have compassion, and right now I am wearing a blanket which you gave me previous year. So it's a prasadam from Swami. So at least when I am using this blanket, at least at that time, I should show some amount of compassion towards others." So this is a very touching incident which gives a lot of encouragement for all of us, for the devotees of Bhagwan who does service, that Swami is seeing and answering our act of service. All right, dear listeners, with that I conclude this segment, this short segment, Soul Inspirations, in which we play expressions of devotees which inspires us, which inspires all of us. And in this segment, I play short talks given by Swami student in Swami's institute. And based on the topic of the talk, I also share with you few stories and analogies based on the topic. I hope you all like this short segment, Soul Inspirations. Please, dear listeners, give your feedback on this segment as to whether you like it and as to how we can improve this segment. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. So in a while from now, you'll be joined by Brother Bishu for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I offer this segment at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet and I take your leave and I'll be back again 11 a.m. next Thursday. Stay tuned.
Together and to love one and all forever and ever, forever and ever. Swami, to live in your love is what our life is all about.
Life is all about.
We make the world a lovely place and we live
and we to live.
Ekhi jahan ke liye साई तेरे प्यार के लिए एक ही जहां के लिए साई तेरे प्यार के लिए
There's a place in our heart that's brighter than tomorrow,
that's brighter than tomorrow.
There's a place in our heart that's brighter than tomorrow, wherein he lights
the lamp of love and joy, love and joy.
Sai the hero, Sai the friend, Sai the everything, Sai the soul.
To him we hold on and believe that we are one, forever we shall live.
Ek hi jahan ke liye, Sai tere pyar ke liye. Ek hi jahan ke liye, Sai tere pyar ke liye.
This is the rhythm of life to bring the world together and to love one and all forever and ever, forever and ever. Swami, to live in your love is what our life is all about.
Life is all about.
We make the world a lovely place and
ek hi jahan ke liye, Sai tere pyar ke liye. Ek hi jahan ke liye, Sai tere pyar ke liye. Ek hi jahan ke liye, Sai tere.